Praise the Lord. Message number 95. The title of the message, Do Not Be Afraid, Part 1. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for sending your word to us to encourage us so that we can go forward in serving you and living our life unto you. Lord, I pray and out my lips and put your word so that your people will get encouraged with the message and go forward and serve you and live their life unto you, Lord. And I pray in the name of Jesus, use this message mightily and bring it on time to your people who are waiting to hear your word and to those who are in need for such kind of message. Holy Spirit, take this message and spread it all over the world. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When we are reviewing the Bible, there are good number of scripture to encourage us, and we can read the statement, Do not be afraid, or fear not, according to the translation of the Bible that we are using. Fear not, or do not be afraid, do not be dismayed, do not be discouraged, is the word of God to us as we are living our life and we are waiting for the Lord to come and take us. We are glad to hear His word and His voice saying to us, do not be afraid. In book of Genesis chapter 15 verse 1, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your very great reward. Here the Lord is saying to Abraham, do not be afraid. Why he told him that? But Abraham said in verse 2, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be here. Here the Lord said to Abraham, do not be afraid, because the Lord had promised Abraham that he will make him a great nation. But till that day, Abraham have no child. So here the Lord told them, do not be afraid. In book of Genesis 15 verse 4, then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. So here today, the message to you, do not be afraid. If you still you don't have family, if you still you don't have children, if still the promise of the Lord not yet fulfilled and it look so far away, don't give up and do not be afraid. But the Lord had promised you Himself, He will fulfill. As we go forward in the scripture, reaching book of Genesis chapter 21, the time that the Lord had instructed Abraham to send Hagar and Ishmael away. Indeed, Abraham obeyed the Lord and he sent Hagar and Ishmael away. He put on her a skin of water and he sent her in the desert. The Bible say in book of Genesis chapter 21 verse 15, When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Verse 16. Then she went off and sat down nearby about a bow shoot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy died. And as she sat there nearby, she began to sob. She went away, she's crying. She had been sent away. She cannot manage her child, no provision for her. And her child is about to die. Verse 17. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Verse 18. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. Verse 20. God was with the boy. As he grew up, he lived in the desert and became an archer. Verse 21. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. So we find here that the Lord fulfilled his promise also to Hagar and to Ishmael, that he would not leave her alone, and he would not allow the child to die. He provided for him a water to drink, and God make him grow. And as we know, Ishmael also became a great nation, because that is the promise of the Lord. Now here, as you hear the message, do not be afraid. Maybe you are being treated badly, you had been sent away, you had been mistreated, ill-treated, your right had been taken away, your child or your children and family can get harm, but do not be afraid. The Lord is with you and with your family and with your children. Do not be upset about it. We need the word of God to encourage us. Every now and then, as we pass through trials, we need his word. We need the message of God to strengthen us. That also was with Isaac, the son of Abraham. After the death of Abraham, Isaac also lived in the land of Canaan, the land of the Philistines, and he was with struggles with the Philistine, the Canaanite, and with the men of the king Abimelech. The Lord prosper Isaac, and he bless him, and he allow him to dug wells and find water. But that brought jealousy. If you read book of Genesis chapter 26, you will see that Isaac was struggling with the disturbance of the people of the unbelievers, the Philistine, that they were living in the land. But the Lord was with him. Book of Genesis chapter 26 verse 24. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. Verse 25. Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent and there his servants dug a well. We will read verse 26 to verse 29. Meanwhile, Abimelech had come to him from Gerar with Ahuzzath, his personal advisor, and he called the commander of his forces. Isaac asked them, "Why have you come to me? Since you were hostile to me and sent me away." They answered, "We saw clearly that the Lord was with you. So we said, there ought to be a sworn agreement between us, and you. Let us make a treaty with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we did not molest you, but always treated you well, and send you away in peace. And now we are blessed by the Lord." So here, what the Lord had said to Isaac, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." Even the people around him who had disturbed him, who had sent him away, who had envied him, they have seen the blessing of the Lord in his life. So don't be afraid. I don't need to be afraid if I am struggling with people who does not fear God. The Lord still, he will bless me, and every one of them will see that the Lord had blessed me. David say, "He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflow." Even people, they don't wish you good, they don't wish me good, but the Lord himself will prepare a table and will enjoy a feast in his presence. Also David prayed and asked the Lord, and you can pray same prayer: "Let a sign of your goodness be on me, so my enemy will see it and put to shame." The Lord was with Isaac and he blessed him, and his enemies were put to shame. So do not be afraid. Book of Genesis chapter 35. At the time of the delivery of Rachel, the wife of Jacob, she's having a difficult labor. Book of Genesis chapter 35 verse 17 and 18. And as she was having great difficulty in childbirth, the midwife said to her, "Don't be afraid, for you have another son." As she breathed her last, for she was dying, she named her son Benoni, but his father named him Benjamin. So what we learn here, that as Rachel gave birth to a son, that son Benjamin will take the mission for the next generation. And that is the word of God. That is the voice of God. Don't be afraid. Even we are struggling with a trial, with hardship, the people, the world will treat us, persecute us. But as we give birth to new disciples, as we give birth to new congregations, as we give birth to new mission and a new work of God, we don't need to be afraid. Rachel named her son Benoni. It means the son of my trouble. But Jacob named him Benjamin, which means the son of my right hand. Our descendant will carry the mission forward in preaching the gospel and reaching the lost. So do not be afraid. As long you are going forward and making a new disciple for Christ, as long as you are going forward and bringing up your children in the fear of the Lord. Do not be afraid. In book of Genesis chapter 46, at the time when Jacob had to move to Egypt, there was a famine, and then they found out that Egypt have grain, and they found out that Joseph is there. So Jacob and his sons and his family went down to Egypt. In book of Genesis 46, the Lord spoke to Israel, to Jacob, verse 2 and 3 and 4. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, Jacob, Jacob. Here I am, he replied. I am God, the God of your father. He said, do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again, and Joseph's own hand will close your eyes. What the Lord say here to him? Do not be afraid. The same for you. Do not be afraid. If you are about to move forward, taking a new step, a new direction, and you keep in your life for a further progress, as you are led by the Holy Spirit, God is saying to you, do not be afraid. He say to him, I will go down with you. The Lord will go down with us. Hallelujah. The Lord will go down with me. Yes, Lord, and I thank you. I bless you, Lord. I will not be afraid. I will go down because you are with me. Do not be afraid. When Moses, God used him to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, they reached the Red Sea. The army of Pharaoh were behind them. The people, they were afraid. They were discouraged. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 12, the people said to Moses, didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Verse 13, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will never see again. Verse 14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Hear the encouraging word of the leader. Moses encouraged the people. Do not be afraid. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will deliver you from your enemies. The Lord will open the Red Sea. If you are about to be crushed by the enemy, and there's a timetable, and there's no other way in front of you, you need only to stand still, to stand firm in the Lord. The Lord will bring a great deliverance in your life. The Lord will save you. Do not be afraid. And we know that the Lord departed the Red Sea, and the people of God went between two columns of water on a dry land. They crossed safely, and when the army of Pharaoh followed them, he turned the water over them, and no one of them got saved. So don't be afraid. The enemies that you are seeing today, you will not see them anymore. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. In book of Deuteronomy chapter 12, chapter 1, the Lord giving his message through Moses, to the Israelites, and Moses was exhorting the Israelites before they would enter the promised land. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 21. Moses told the people, see, the Lord your God has given you the land. Go up and take possession of it as the Lord, the God of your fathers taught you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. God had given you ministry. God had given you a blessing. God had given you a mission. God had given us tasks to do it. You will find in front of you, ahead of you, there are things, enemies getting what is belong to you. But the Lord said, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, do not be dismayed. Go forward. The Lord is with you. The Lord will fight the battle for you. What He had promised, He will do it, He will accomplish it through you. Hallelujah. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 31, the same. When Moses commissioned Joshua, verse 6, he told him, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, he told him, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He told him, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged or terrified because of their number, because of their name, because of their fame, because of their power, because of their weapons, because of their influence. The Lord Himself will go with us, will go with you. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And in the book of Joshua, there is much we read about, do not be afraid. Book of Joshua, we learn from the book of Joshua, faith and obedience, no compromises. And we can see clearly the power of God, the mighty work of God through His church and His people. The leadership of Joshua is a leadership without compromising. And much we hear from the Lord, do not be afraid. In book of Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, the Lord said to Joshua, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Wherever we go, the Lord will be with us. We don't need to be discouraged. We don't need to be dismayed. God will fight the battle for us. We know also in the book of Joshua and chapter 7 that one of the Israelites have done wrong, that Zakan, and he took some of the devoted things and he hid that in his tent. The army were not able to take the city of Ai, and the Lord revealed this in Joshua. Obey the Lord fully. He cleansed the camp, consecrated the people, and when the Lord revealed to him the one who did it, they dealt with him. They dealt with Achan according to the word of God. In chapter 8, after they obey the Lord spoke to Joshua. Chapter 8, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai, for I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. Hear the word of God. Do not be afraid after we stand firm and not compromise. The word of God will tell us, do not be discouraged if we have done the right things and cleanse ourselves, the church, the ministry, the disciples, the people who are under our care, as we work for the Lord, for holiness, then the voice of God to us, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. In the book of Joshua chapter 10, when the five kings with their armies, they went, all of them united to attack Joshua, the word of the Lord came to Joshua chapter 10 verse 8. The Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you. The word of God here, do not be afraid. Even five kings, five armies, people, they get united to harm you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Only do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. And we know truly that the Lord was with Joshua and his people and with his army. And the army of the five kings were defeated. The five kings, they run away, they escape, and they hid themselves in a cave. In verse 22 to verse 24, we will see how Joshua dealt with these kings. Joshua said, open the mouth of the cave and bring those five kings out to me. So they brought the five kings out of the cave, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon. When they had brought these kings to Joshua, he summoned all the men of Israel and said to the army commanders who had come with him, come here and put your feet on the necks of these kings. So they came forward and placed their feet on their necks. Verse 25, Joshua said to them, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord will do to all the enemies you are going to fight. This is what the Lord will do with our enemies as we continue to stand firm and as we continue to obey the Lord fully and abide with his commands. In book of 1 Samuel chapter 12, there's another, do not be afraid, another application of it. The people, we know that they ask the Lord to have king. They insist to do their own. Finally, the Lord told Samuel, give them a king. They have not rejected you, but they have rejected me. In the farewell speaking of Samuel to the Israelites, he spoke to them, he explained to them their sin and their wrongdoing. In verse 20, he told them, do not be afraid. Samuel replied, you have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Now here, the application of do not be afraid. If you have done something wrong, now you need to repent and turn to God and start to serve him. Verse 21, he said to them and to you, do not turn away after useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you, because they are useless. Verse 22. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own people. The message here, if you have done something wrong, there is a way for you now to repent and start from now to serve the Lord. You have done wrong, but don't add to your sin. Don't add to your wrong doing. If you are willing to repent, then the message is for you. Do not be afraid. You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Before, your heart was away from the Lord. Now, the Lord is giving you another chance to repent, to come back to Him, and to serve Him wholeheartedly. At the conclusion of the first part of Do Not Be Afraid, let us be encouraged with the message. Let us ponder upon the application of it. And in whatever situation you are, apply the message. If you are in sin, repent. If you are struggling with people around you and you are doing right, God will fight. If you are at the Red Sea, God will open the Red Sea. If you are giving birth to disciples, what you are doing is not in vain. The message and the mission will carry on to the next generation through you. God is with His people as He sent His word to us to encourage us. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness. Thank You for Your word. Do not be afraid. Lord, remind us always that You are with us and You will neither leave us nor forsake us. And You will fight the battles for us. You will deal with our enemies. You will go with us as we move forward to the next stage of our life. In grief, in trials, in hardship, You are there. And we thank You. And Lord, even You are giving us chance. You are giving chance to those who have done wrong. We thank You for that, that you accept our repentance and inviting us again to serve You with all our heart. God, I pray for everyone who truly take the message by heart. Let Your word be applied and let Your blessing flow in his life, as You say to us, as You say to her, as You say to him, do not be afraid. We thank You. And we praise You for Your word. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let Your hands be with us. And keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen and Amen.